T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Final hour of the Bill Michaels Show on this July 3rd. Happy July 4th weekend to all of you, and you made it, and we're surviving, and hopefully you have a safe and happy 4th of July as we continue to talk about sports. By the time we get through the weekend and reconvene on Monday, the Brewers will have had their workouts. We'll find out more about the NBA getting ready to restart in the bubble. Obviously, the fallout from what the Packers announced today, that one, there is the possibility of no fans in the stands. And then number two, obviously, about whether or not some fans would opt out or opt in to, say, going to a Packers game, socially distancing, wearing a mask, all that kind of stuff. We'll get into that as well come Monday. Joining us now, the sports director for CBS 58 in Milwaukee. You can find him on Twitter at 321QKevin. It's Kevin Holden from CBS 58. How you been, Kevin?
It's all good. I finally got the true summer weather here, so I venture out, I run around alone, and then I run back inside and lock the doors. That's normal, right?
Well, you're somebody from Georgia. You should be used to the heat and humidity, right?
Oh, I love it. I
love it.
It really is nice. I mean, it's like thawing the body out, too. I think as I'm aging, like, cold weather freezes my body up, so I feel like an ice cube. I'm just thawing out there.
So we're going to be talking about Brewers baseball come Monday. No Brewers have opted out. We'll find out COVID tests later today. But give me your thoughts as we're now efforting towards baseball. Joe Maddon, by the way, did you see his comments today?
No. What did Joe Maddon say?
Joe Maddon said, and I quote, "The person that opts out is the person who doesn't want to follow protocols at any risk. If you in your heart of hearts do not believe you can do this, you're the person who should opt out."
Oh, wow. Do you think that's a shot at Ian Desmond? Is that a shot at Ian Desmond? Because, you know, Desmond had that 9-page Instagram post about the reasons why he's opting out. And by the way, it's a very enlightened read on Desmond's part. But, man, that sounds targeted, doesn't it?
It does. You know, obviously you would then be worried not only about yourself, but about others following protocol as well. It's not just about you. But rather interesting comments from a guy that's considered kind of the touchy-feely guru of managers in Major League Baseball.
Wow. Okay. So Maddon weighs in. It's interesting. Now, remember, the other part of it is Joe Maddon is the manager of, I'm going to call him, the best player in baseball. I think that's a safe bet. And Mike Trout is a little nervous about playing this year.
Right.
So I don't know if maybe that's where it's headed, is that he's trying to get, you know, his leader, his best player, to kind of put the discomfort aside and play 60 games. I have a feeling that what you see here is going to happen in various places throughout the game. There's going to be a wide variety of opinions, just like there are in the population as a whole, as to how dangerous the virus is, what it means to go out and do the things you normally do with the threat of the virus there. So I would call this one of a whole bunch of these that we're going to see.
So as the Brewers begin to gather, what are you looking for? I mean, because they're going to utilize different portions of the park, and obviously the media is going to be held at a distance. We're not going to get a whole lot of – I mean, you guys may get a videographer in that can shoot from afar, but by the way, have they set the protocols for media right now covering this? Do you know?
I know – I've got a page of the restrictions and rules, regulations, that kind of thing that MLB's proposed. Most of them are there, and basically, there's the things for us that'll be most important, as you say. The number one thing is that they're really not going to put us near the players at any point this year. If we speak with a player, it'll be via Zoom call or Craig Counsell, David Stern, same thing. Those will be virtual at this point, and that's understandable. There is absolutely zero problem with that. They are trying to limit the number of interactions. They're trying to limit the exposure that the players have. So at least this particular journalist has no problem with it at all. As far as this spring training 2.0 and how they have to go about doing this at Miller Park, it's going to be unusual. And you know, Bill, that if there's anybody in professional sports that are creatures of habit, superstitious, repetitious creatures of habit, they're baseball players. So this is going to be weird for them. This whole setup, basically the chance that you'll have Miller Park, and I suppose you could use Hellfair Field for bunting drills if you wanted, but the space will be different, the timing will be different, and it's going to be a little weird. It could affect some players leading into the season. I don't think players will get in the same groove as they would if they went to Arizona in March.
So I'm going to switch gears here. We're going to go over to the basketball side of things. We heard Middleton speak. We heard Giannis. We heard Budenholzer. Give me your thoughts as to those conversations that took place. I found it interesting that Middleton said one of the teams that they're going to have to look differently at is going to be the Brooklyn Nets because guys have either tested positive or opted out.
Yeah, that's – man, and here's the thing, right? Like there's the first example or one of the first examples now of how the virus directly affects a team. Not that you're talking in theory about how it affects a player, but in reality how it affects a player and then a team, because if you have guys that opt out or guys that have to go away because of it during the either NBA or MLB seasons, you're talking about a lot of things being changed around. I mean, not to put baseball in a basketball conversation, but the fact that Major League Baseball hasn't even released a schedule shows you how serious they are about making sure they can field 30 teams, because baseball wants a schedule out there. They want fans to know that this thing's coming, but it hasn't happened yet, and it's because they want all 30 teams checking in. So with that in mind, back to Middleton with the Nets, that's a legitimate thing, because you're talking about health on the part of NBA players, and the rest was good. Middleton said he didn't pick up a basketball for 2 or 3 months, which he had never done before. So everybody's rested, but with this idea of the virus, I mean, it has a seat at the table for every conversation that we're going to have until there's a vaccine, and that includes what the NBA title chase looks like. If you want the Bucks to win a title, they need two things. They need to play well, and they need to stay away from any sort of outbreak of the virus. That's a thing that could legitimately happen to any team.
Talking with Kevin Holden, the CBS 58, the sports director here in Milwaukee. So I had said today the top five reasons why the Bucks would win the championship, and I had talked about many different things: their depth, the experience of Coach Bud drawing from last year, and the strike year that he was coach under Popovich, defense with the Lopez brothers, a guy like Dante DiVincenzo going back to the depth area. But the camaraderie, I mean, we all know Giannis, but the camaraderie, the guys that all decided to march together, the way the team was, all the discussion about guys in that locker room, I think there's a distinct advantage that the Bucks have, regardless of just having the MVP, because everybody you talk to says this culture, this group of guys is so different than any other team in the league. And I think they have a head start going into this. Even though Chris Middleton says he hasn't picked a basketball up in months and all that kind of stuff, I still think the way this team hangs together, has been together, and there's something special there, those would be some of the reasons why they would win a championship. Anything else you can think of?
Yeah, I think you building off of what you have there, because that's 100% right in my mind. Building off of it, the continuity, I think, is a major factor. And the fact that the Bucks basically went back to last year's team and brought back everybody that wasn't Malcolm Brogdon. You know, they made that effort to bring that group back. and have him back for another year means that there's a little bit less of a ramp up at this point. So if you spent multiple years together, it'll be easy to pick up where you left off. And you're right again about the club, I call it the clubhouse, the locker room culture, the camaraderie, that kind of thing. These guys, we've seen all these videos of them doing their wrestling moves and wrestling matches before games. They stay loose by doing this. And this is in contrast to other teams around the league where if you're talking Lakers, then there's always the LeBron dynamic and how, you know, the thing revolves around LeBron. Or you're talking about the Sixers who have had all kinds of trouble. Remember the Celtics who looked like they were imploding because they couldn't get along during the playoffs last year? I mean, these things are not around for the Bucks. They don't exist for Giannis and company. And, that to me is a big advantage. I think the Bucks hit this restart in better shape because they've been around longer and because they know each other and like each other. There is no sort of re-getting to know. They'll just pick things back up.
The Packers today fired the salvo over the bow of possibly having games with no fans. It's the first time we've heard an NFL team talk about actually not having fans in the stands. What is the likelihood that you believe the fans are going to be in the stands?
I don't think it's very likely at all. And part of it is the league has to make a determination in my mind on how you handle this, not just for one site, but for all sites. And this is why sports is such a complex thing in the summer of 2020, because everything that you and I do in our normal lives has to do with the world that's immediately around us. Or if we make the decision that we're going to travel, within the state or down to Chicago, then we have to pay attention to there. But the sports world, any particular sport, is linked to 25 different cities, 30 different cities, 30 different places on the map. And right now, if you look at how this is affecting different places, it's extremely different. Green Bay, Wisconsin, in terms of cases, in terms of, the percentage of increase, all that stuff, is a different world than Miami, Tampa Bay, Houston, San Francisco, L.A. And those are all areas that are dealing with this in a much different way. And I think the league understands that if you handle fans in that way and you have 40,000 people in Green Bay and zero in Tampa or Houston, that you're creating what might be an unfair environment, honestly, for players. And so, unfortunately, Green Bay, having not been terribly affected by this, not as much as the other places, might be hurt more. They might be closer to a return, but they may not get the fans they want because the league has to keep that on a flat plane. It's really unfortunate. But if you're asking me to put money on the table, I think if you have NFL games this year, I think you don't have fans in the stands for at least the first half of the year. I would probably even bet the whole regular season.
Yeah, it's sad but true, and the disappointing factor in all of this is that the businesses around the Lambeau Field, as Aaron Rodgers alluded to, there's so much that rides on those 10 games plus per season in Green Bay, and really all throughout the state when it comes to bars and restaurants and such, that and whether it's the convenience stores in the area or whatever. A lot of people depend on that, and it's just it's going to be very, very limited or not happen at all. Kevin, always good to talk to you. I know we're going to have more to talk about next week, but enjoy the fourth, man, okay?
I can't wait. I'm on my way to see the Milwaukee Milkmen tonight. Their first game is tonight. Pro baseball returns to Milwaukee, and you can bet I'll be there for it. I'll try
there
to play
you go.
Third base.
There you go. Well, then again, I can probably pretty much at this point in time guarantee that you'll make an ER visit later tonight, and you'll be on the DL starting tomorrow. So very, very good.
The bets on what will be ruptured are open.
Oh, God. Don't even say the word ruptured when you get. Yeah, okay, never mind. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Thanks, Phil.
Look for those ground balls, man. There you go. Don't let a bad hop take you down. Kevin joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com, a terrific team that you can join. Hey, don't forget our friends over there at Quick Trip as well. Nature's Touch Milk, Nature's Touch Grade A Butter, Ellsworth Cheese Curds, all on sale right now for $1.99, along with those Quickery Cake Donuts, 4 for $1, all the way through July 6th. Stop in and get you some right there from our friends over there at Quick Trip. When we come back, the Blue Jays, they get permission to train again. And in addition to that, there's one team that has placed now four players on the IL. And that's a little mysterious, but we'll tell you what we're thinking. Coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show, and we continue on this portion of the program brought to you by good friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. We are about, 37 minutes away from the beginning of our weekend, and an enjoyable weekend. Looking forward to it very, very much. Could do some dinner tonight, and then, like I said, some motorcycle riding over the weekend, enjoying myself, and hopefully you do it as well, and hopefully you do it in a safe manner. First and foremost, you got some Philadelphia Phillies that have been placed on the IL. If you don't know what that means, that's the illness list, or injured list, if you want to call it that. But the Philadelphia Phillies placed infielder Scott Kingery, pitchers Hector Neris, Ranger Suarez, and Tommy Hunter on the 10-day injured list. No specific injuries. Now, the Phillies have had several players, seven of them, test positive for COVID-19 last month, but manager Joe Girardi could not answer whether any of the players were among those because of medical privacy. HIPAA laws will prevent you from telling somebody, telling the media specifically, if indeed you're on the IL because of COVID. If you are injured, that's one thing. If you have an illness, that is another. He said, what I can tell you is they're on their injured list, and that's about all I can tell you. MLB has given protocols on how to handle this. I don't have a timetable on those players. I can't really answer that question. As soon as I get the answers, I will give it to you. Now, if the player themselves comes out and says, you know what, yes, I've tested positive, I'm going to go into quarantine, what have you, then you know, you can talk about it. But until the player actually says and or waives their right to say, go ahead and talk about it, you can't tell them. You can't tell the media as to what's going on. In the meantime, Indians outfielder Delino DeShields Jr. has tested positive for the coronavirus and is being quarantined from his teammates. Chris Antonetti, the team's president of baseball operations, says DeShields tested positive before coming to Cleveland. The Indians held their first workout today at Progressive Field. Also, on another baseball note, as we're giving you a bunch of baseball stuff today, the Toronto Blue Jays, all 30 Major League Baseball teams are going to train at their regular season baseball parks for the pandemic-shortened season. After the Toronto Blue Jays received a Canadian federal government exemption yesterday to work out at the Rogers Center, which is their home field, Toronto is going to move camp from its spring training facility in Florida, where the players reported for intake testing. They're then going to head back into Canada, where they're going to be allowed to go ahead and begin practicing there. They're going to quarantine by the Rogers Center at the adjoining Toronto Marriott City Center Hotel, which overlooks the field. Now, Public Health Agency from Canada spokesperson Marie-Pierre Brudel says that the players and staff have been issued an exemption to the mandatory isolation order on national interest grounds. So good news for the Toronto Blue Jays, but nevertheless, they have to go through protocol as well. So that's just some of the updates regarding Major League Baseball. And the Brewers, we're just kind of waiting. We're supposed to find out today more and more as to who did or, you know, what have you, test positive. And look, the big thing today is the release of those that are going onto the IL. As the COVID testing numbers and training camps open, it's an important first step for the return of Major League Baseball. We all know this, you know? And as momentous as today sounds, as positive as it might seem, today is a vital day for Major League Baseball for an entirely different reason. Because, yes, baseball's coming back, and we're excited about that, but the viability of the season we're about to learn depends on a series of tests and not necessarily the variety of, say, the nose swab, but just Friday's the litmus test, a public referendum, if you will, on the results of Major League Baseball's coronavirus intake testing. And sometime a little bit later on today, we're going to find out more and more and more and more as to who is and is not testing positive. It's not going to go away. You know, baseball is going to be played, and they're going to try to get it all in. No matter how hard people try with safety practices and such, they're still liable to test positive for the coronavirus at some point, which means not just today, but for the foreseeable future, baseball is going to have COVID-19 positive players. Same with the NBA. You know, same with the NFL, for that matter. Until there aren't, the threshold remains undefined, if you will, as to when you talk about the threshold, how many? 3, 5, 10? How many players test positive and how it starts to affect your team will determine as to whether or not those teams can actually participate. And another American League official felt on the same page, as yet they wanted to kind of go over this just to see what happens, to say, look, we don't know either. You know, we don't know. You know, we want meaningful games. We want to be able to conduct our business as usual, but it's not. And nobody knows. So other people that are speaking, and right now they're trying to leave it all up to the commissioner and up to David Clark, the Players Association president. But they're just saying, look, when it comes to the threat, we don't know. Everybody is writing the book day by day, page by page. Because as Ian Eagle said so eloquently earlier today, no one has ever dealt with this in our lifetime. This is something completely new. We've all dealt with the rampant flu and such, and guys going away or going home and laying in bed. But we've never dealt with something like this. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Dan Favalli, NBA writer for Bleacher Report and the deputy editor of the NBA Math. He's coming up next on the Bill Michael Show.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
If my friends ask where you are, I'm going to say.
Welcome back to the program. We are glad you are with us, and we're going to talk some NBA coming up here momentarily. And our good friend Dan Favalli, NBA writer for Bleacher Report and deputy editor of NBA Math, coming up here in just a moment. Our friends out of Van Horn Automotive say they want to make it easy. If you need a car, if you need repair, if you need a new one, if you need a used one, if you want to do it virtually, they can do it all for you. They can do it all for you. By going to VanHornAuto.com, you can check out new and used inventory. You can schedule service appointments. You can even do everything virtually and have a car delivered to you if you choose to do that. But don't put off the service that maybe you've been, you know, kind of, you know, you got to be safe, right? You got to get out on the road, whether it's brakes or engine work. You got your check engine light coming on. Get it out there, because right now they're financing up to $2,000, 0% for 12 months, just to make sure you get through the pandemic and get through these hard times together. Or they've got 0% financing on new cars. They've got no payments for 90 days on used cars. You can schedule appointments. You can do it virtually and have one delivered. You can even trade in a vehicle virtually. You can fill out all the applications, anything you need right there at VanHornAuto.com. That is VanHornAuto.com. They are family-born and employee-owned. Again, VanHornAuto.com. So today is a Top 5 Friday, and we talked about this a little while ago, and I had said, you know, a few things came to depth and experience and defense and the camaraderie of this team, and obviously Giannis when it comes to winning a championship. Dan Favalli, NBA writer for Bleacher Report and deputy editor of NBAMath.com. What is going on in your world when it comes to why we believe the Bucks are going to win a championship?
Well, I think you look at a few things, and you start with Giannis Antetokounmpo, where, no, he's not all of a sudden this prolific jump shooter, but he's never been more comfortable taking him off the dribble, has these little sort of fadeaways now. And whether those go in or not, you want them to go in, but they do put pressure on defenses and change the way that you have to guard them. And so that neutralizes perhaps some of the problems they faced, particularly against the Raptors last year. Eric Bledsoe also has done a pretty nice job in isolation himself. And so you look at how big of an issue he became on offense for them at points last year during the postseason. There's a chance that they end up being much better suited to go up against a defense like the Raptors, or maybe even the way that the Boston Celtics will inevitably defend them. That's going to help them out a lot. And finally, I think what also helps them is that while they haven't gotten to it often, they have played Giannis Antetokounmpo at the five more than they've ever done before. And so that's something they sort of have in their back pocket if they're, one, looking to create a mismatch, or two, if you find yourself going up against a team that might trend toward the smaller side, if it's a Boston or a team like that.
When we look at, say, the Western teams, is it the Clippers, is it the Lakers, somebody else? Who right now is that biggest threat out West?
I think we have to default to the Clippers at this point. They're deeper and they seem more well-rounded. They can play more styles. When you just look at having Jamichael Green and Marcus Morris, both of whom can kind of step up at the five. You have Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, two of the best wing defenders in the NBA, and so you have so much versatility there. The Lakers are intriguing because they have LeBron James. You know he's made the most of this time away from the season, and the idea of him being fully rested in the playoffs is actually sort of terrifying. But when you lose Avery Bradley and you still find yourself relying a little bit on Rajon Rondo, and you play so many two big lineups, and you haven't necessarily given yourself a ton of experience with the with smaller combinations where it's not just Anthony Davis at the five, but you haven't decided, is it Markieff at the four, Kyle Kuzma at the four? There just seems to be more variance baked into how the Lakers are going to perform when they come back. And so I think you have to name the Clippers as the West favorites right now.
Which, you know what, facing Kawhi again, maybe the Bucks, if they win the championship, you get over the nemesis that was Kawhi from last year, maybe it makes it more satisfying. Giannis said that this is going to be the hardest championship to win. Budenholzer kind of backed it up, even though he did backtrack a little bit and say, hey, look, everybody that's won a championship says that's the hardest one they've ever had to win. But when you think about the circumstance, the Bucks had the best record, but they've lost home court advantage. It's a neutral site. You're living in a bubble. You're coming back. Maybe everybody's not in the best of shape. Is this, in your opinion, going to be the hardest championship to win?
I don't know if it'll be the hardest, but I think people probably throw the term asterisk around too much. That's really for if a team that, you know, we weren't expecting to win all of a sudden wins, because we see these powerhouses kind of fall off and struggle to work through rust. If the Oklahoma City Thunder or the Dallas Mavericks made it out of the West, that's what that would be reserved for. If it's a team other than, you know, one of the preordained favorites, Milwaukee, the two LA teams, you could probably throw Boston or Toronto in there a little bit. If it's someone outside of that primary contender circle that wins the championships, that's when you start to throw the term asterisk around more. But I do think there's going to be just a level of difficulty regardless, because these guys have not played NBA competition basketball for what's going to be basically a third of the year when they come back. And you're all of a sudden, you're not just going through a preseason and then starting with the regular season. You're going to be into games that matter, into these high-stakes tilts, almost in no time. And so there's this pressure on you to work through the motions quicker than you would have if this were the start of a normal season. And so I could definitely see where Giannis is coming from when he's looking at this, as other people might view it as a chance for maybe these underdogs to seize and capitalize on an opportunity. But for just every team in general, I think the road is just a little bit more difficult because they're so much less pressure than they would be normally.
Talking with Dan Favale, NBA writer for Bleacher Report, also the deputy editor of NBA Math. And I wanted to ask you when I'm reading the other day that they're picking out of the East. Obviously, the Bucks are the top dog, but they say, well, that team that's got that legitimate shot, Philadelphia keeps coming up. Tell me why Philadelphia all of a sudden is kind of a fast-growing darling, since they weren't really playing great basketball the last we saw them.
The biggest reason for them just has to be that Ben Simmons had the chance to get healthy. He was dealing with a back injury, and I don't even think his return date had him coming back by the start of the regular playoffs, if I'm not mistaken. Al Horford's also been pretty banged up this year. You've given his Achilles or hamstring just time to heal, and so they might just be fresher overall. And I think there was always that element of they can really dirty up a game just with their defense. They can play super big and they can grind opposing offenses down to a halt. And in the playoffs, that can end up mattering more so than it does in the regular season. I don't think they're all of a sudden going to have it together on offense, or that they're all of a sudden going to be deeper, because those were two problems that they were definitely facing beforehand that haven't gone away. But if they're healthier and they can still sort of ugly up the game on the defensive side of the ball. I think there's a clear path to them coming out of the East. I wouldn't call it a favorable one. There's probably at least three teams I put in front of them, but there's certainly a path for them to get out of the East.
Then you mentioned Boston. Boston's another team that has this peskiness to them. What about Boston makes them a legitimate threat?
I think one of the biggest things is that everyone was sort of worried about their absence of size in the front court, and they've put together a top seven defense anyway. Jaylen Brown has shown that he can defend bigger players. A ditto for even Marcus Smart, who despite being, I think he's 6'3 or something like that, just feels positionless with the way he defends. And then really the growth of Jason Tatum as a shot creator has helped them a great deal. You still need him to kind of level up in the sense he has to create more shots for his teammates, but he's shown that he can make some more complicated reads. For now, just the more important thing is you have Kemba Walker as one of your from-scratch creators, but now that Jason Tatum has developed basically into probably your best scorer at this point, when looking at him creating his own opportunities, that gives you just two guys who can go out there and make buckets, get buckets out of nothing situations, and you need those types of players in the playoffs, and I think we've seen them kind of peter out in years past because they didn't have that player or they only had one of those players. And now that you have two of them, one of whom in Jason Tatum has played borderline all defense this year, it's a huge deal for them.
As I was reading, the Clippers have shut down their practice facility. We know that others have, the Nuggets, the Brooklyn Nets have as well, because of the coronavirus, not necessarily all with players. There was some part of the traveling party as well. So they did it as a precautionary measure. Do these teams that don't get that additional facility time, do you say, okay, that might set you back, that's set you behind? Because certainly Anthony Davis feels like the rested legs for the veterans that they have over with the Lakers and the workouts that they had, kind of unofficial workouts that they had at that millionaire's facility that has the Staples Center in his backyard, they feel that they're ahead of the game. I mean, coming out of this, do you feel like there's one team that has an advantage or a couple of teams that have an advantage over the others?
Looking at how much time maybe they've had to play together, I think you can certainly talk about the Lakers or just any players who are out in Los Angeles at that sort of, famed Staples Center replica, whatever you want to call it. I think the bigger advantages come for teams that were just dealing with injuries in general, or maybe players like a James Harden who's so overtaxed during the regular season that he's petered out in the playoffs in the past. Now you're getting him at a point where he should be fresher for the postseason. I think that ends up being the bigger advantage. If you're a team like the Nets or the Clippers, it's less than ideal that your facilities will be shut down at a time when so many other teams are now actually officially together. But everyone's going to kind of be dealing with the same thing, even when once they get to Disney. I believe they have to be quarantined for a certain amount of time anyway. And so I don't think anyone gets a demonstrative advantage from that. If there is a team, though, I think Anthony Davis is absolutely right. It's going to be the Lakers, just based off their location, proximity to that Staples Center replica.
Also, one more thing before I let you go, and getting back to the Milwaukee Bucks, when I look at this, and the one thing that I keep coming back to is the depth. And when it's the depth of a team in a shortened sprint like this coming out of the situation we are in, does that favor the Milwaukee Bucks because of the depth, because of many different guys that are not, say, MVP-style candidates, but are guys that are role players? They've got a depth and a plethora of role players on this team. Does that benefit the Bucks as well?
It absolutely does, and there's probably more of a debate on how valuable depth outside your top six or seven guys is in a typical postseason. But for the Bucks specifically, you look at two elements of their team, and one every other team is facing. If there is just an injury, because some of these players haven't played for so long that they might be more susceptible to getting hurt, you have guys that can fill basically every single role at every single position behind them, and that's absolutely huge. And then for them, there are some of their key players, and namely Eric Bledsoe, just based off what we've seen over the past two postseasons, where there's probably a little bit more variance attached to their performance, particularly on offense. And so if he's struggling, you know that you have George Hill. You know that you have the emergence of Dante DiVincenzo. So the fact that you have other options, if one of your players outside of Giannis Antetokounmpo, and I'd throw Chris Middleton in there, is really struggling, that just helps them a great deal. And as I mentioned before, they also have this ability to play in a few different ways. They haven't really leaned on it. They do tend to like having that traditional five in the middle, but if they want to, they can downsize and try and mismatch against other teams. So I think that depth is absolutely going to help them no matter what. And in a setting like this, it's probably more helpful than it would normally be.
Excellent stuff. Can't wait for it all to get underway. Dan, appreciate your time, okay?
No problem. Thank you for having me. Take care.
There you go. Dan Favalli, NBA writer for Bleacher Report and also the deputy editor of NBA Math. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back, wrap it up right after this in the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
A few minutes before we get out of here for our 3rd of July show, and I want to say again thanks to everybody that participated today and all of you for listening, and get out and enjoy the 4th of July. Looks like the weather's going to be warm, hazy, hot, humid. Chance of a few showers here and there, but no reason to cancel your plans or to worry about it. It's going to be a terrific weekend. Stay safe. And if you're going to do some social distancing, I'm encouraging you. I know they're closed tomorrow, but you still got time to get out there today. That's our friends at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. You can schedule your 1,000-mile checkup and ensure that your Harley's in great shape for your next big ride. You can go out and pick up some motor clothes if you're going to do some riding this weekend. I know I'm going to. They have tank tops and women's tanks and men's short-sleeve T-shirts and all that kind of stuff. You can stock up for it. Also, they've got a trade-in incentive still going on right now. They need some trade-ins. They need some used bikes out there. So they're talking about free evaluations and such for your bike. And if you're looking to customize your bike, their service department and their parts department, man, they've got a lot of stuff out there to find the perfect fit just for you. You can shop online some of their inventory, but a lot of it right there and in person. If you stop out to Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, go to WisconsinHarley.com. That's WisconsinHarley.com. And you can browse the bike inventory there as well. But I'm telling you, if you're going to socially distance yourself, get out of the house and get to the real Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, Highway 67 in Oconomowoc, right off 94. You can't miss it. And it's time to get out of the house and spoil yourself a little bit and do some social distancing and some wind therapy and just enjoy. And don't forget, coming up next to a Wednesday night, Bike Night is back. Cherry Pie is going to be rocking the house. I'm really looking forward to that, getting out and seeing some live music again is going to be a good time. And then July 11th, a week from tomorrow, it's Bikes and Barbecue with live music again from Silver. And Just Smoking Barbecue and G-Force Events are going to be serving up food. And they're going to have some cold beverages available for purchase out there and a big sale going on. So a lot of good things happening at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. Stop out. So this weekend, I had mentioned, you know, that there's things you're going to be missing. And Mark writes, you know, normally I'm going to the Big Bang Fireworks. Not going to be happening this year. Joyce, by the way, Joyce listening to us up in Sheboygan says, we usually have the family campouts at the lakefront, but this year not going to happen. Instead, we're going camping. Mark says, I'm going to be out riding the Harley to different destinations, catching up on my destinations around Wisconsin map. And Mark, also a different Mark, also says that normally I'm going to a Brewers game. Whether it's on the road or at home, I always enjoy baseball. Kelsey says we're usually in Mexico on the 4th of July, not happening this year. We got to figure something else out. And then Jason says always a cookout with our grandparents, but not this year because of the COVID scare. So we're probably just going to have a bonfire coming up later on tonight and tomorrow night and maybe some grill out with the kids. And it goes on and on. Thanks to everybody for participating in the show. It's always good to know what you got going on. I saw some stuff over on Twitter as well. I posted that. I said, what do you got going on? You know, what are you going to be doing? Rod says, have a great 4th. I'll be doing the same minus the riding of the motorcycle. Because I said, look, I'm going to be out on the motorcycle, hanging out with the dogs, keeping them calm when the fireworks start in the neighborhood, probably meeting up with some friends. So I'm just going to relax and enjoy the weekend and have some fun. And hopefully you get a chance to do the same. But it's going to be different this year. I know that. And you're right, 100% correct in saying that, well, you know what? We're not going to have baseball. You're not going to be sitting around watching baseball on the 4th of July, whether it's a day game and then obviously followed by usually a night game or night fireworks or what have you. But it's going to be a little bit different this year. And every time we come up on a holiday that we normally would be doing something, not going to be happening. It's going to feel and look different. Got one more here, and this is from My Time. And My Time says, hey, guys, great show. Appreciate all the feedback regarding the Green Bay Packers. I certainly hope there's going to be fans in the stands. It made me feel a little sick to my stomach to think about a vacant Lambeau Field. In case you're just tuning in, there was a note that went out to season ticket holders from Mark Murphy, the team president, that basically said, look, we've got some ticket plans for you that have tickets, but we are going to restrict admission, most likely, to Lambeau Field. You are going to be required to wear a mask. You are going to be required to socially distance yourself. But there was that line in there that said there's the possibility that there may not be fans in the stands. The first NFL team to acknowledge that. So that's a little, as I said, that's the salvo over the bow of the ship that was just kind of trudging forward via the NFL saying, we're going to have football, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Well, now you've got the first team, the Green Bay Packers, backing up a little bit going, wait a minute. Here's some of our plans. Here's some of our thoughts, but we may not have fans in the stands. The NFL has too much television money at stake to lose if they can keep the teams themselves safe. But when it comes to actually play on the field with fans in the stands, I think it's going to be a different season this year, unfortunately. Now, this could all be a moot point. Supposedly, they're trying to fast-track different anecdotes and vaccines and such for this, so we'll see what the medical field comes up with. But if you start to listen to really what's going on around the country, certainly warm weather has not curtailed the growth and spread of the coronavirus. If anything, it has caused us to go outside, to go to restaurants, to go to bars, to go shopping, to go do other things. And now we're seeing spikes in Florida and Texas and Arizona and California. And a buddy of mine just texted me today, Cincinnati is now mandating masks anywhere in the Hamilton County area. So it's going to be a different look. I know that. But get out and enjoy it best you can. Time for us to go. We'll reconvene on Monday. So until then, have a good one. Hey!
Wisconsin Wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.